In the world of the fairy tale, if the hero would unite with his own higher nature, there's a symbolic moment during which he must secure the mantle of a celestial goddess. This means knowing when the goddess descends to swim in earthly waters, removing her mantle in the process. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. If, as hero, you are stealthy enough to capture the mantle while the goddess is swimming, then she's under bonds to speak with you. And this is just the beginning. For having the courage and wherewithal to take the mantle is akin to saying to this divine being, I am willing, which allows her to articulate the path that must be followed in order for the sacred union with the greater self to occur. The way is often arduous, filled with challenge and reward, and there are many, many fairy tales that tell this tale. Now, I mention all this now because such a moment is upon us. First, we imagine the planet Venus as the celestial goddess. Venus has been retrograde for 6 weeks, trading the evening sky for the morning, and just this weekend, she came to stillness in order to resume her direct motion. During the retrograde cycle, Venus moves through one region of the zodiac 3 times, as if she descends, takes a swim, then resumes her mantle and returns to her heavenly domain. So think back to the middle of June, when summer was about to begin, and to events transpiring then, which may have prepared all of us for this moment now. I like these words of T.E. Lawrence for this. I loved you, so I drew these tides of men into my hands and wrote my will across the sky in stars. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.